and Sunday, highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 71 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome to Friday edition of Inside the Locker Room. That song will be playing in Williams-Brice Stadium. I know tomorrow night, Chase, and when you get a chance to watch that Vanderbilt game, those towels will be swinging. Man, I love college football and the home environments in the SEC. Some good SEC games this weekend, so it should be a lot of fun watching all these games. And an early kick for Alabama, which is kind of nice. I didn't really like it when I saw the game time, but you get to watch Alabama early and then the rest of the games throughout the day. 205-342-9904 is the phone number. If you'd like to get in on the show, Chase will get you on with us this morning. If you want to send us an app message, download the app, Tide 100.9, to your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. Email is what you like to do. Email wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. So you got a way to call, you can app message, or you can email. So getting to us should not be a problem. We want to thank Yellowwood. That's pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want to go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. Good morning, Chase. You ready to roll? All right. You'll be up here again tomorrow, though, too, right? Wow. Poor thing. Good morning, Dad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay, Barry. Not a whole lot of news. The Wisconsin game, as you mentioned, 11 o'clock kickoff here, several 11 o'clock kickoff games. I got to get my third TV fixed if I can get Jack over here. Wake Forest got beat last night by NC State. Barry's at Wake Forest. The guy at Wake Forest does a really good job coaching. They have a, it's a small school, and they have a difficult time getting the kind of players that they need to really win big. But he's done a good job there. They lose after a 24-24 tie. And Packers beat win that game with Commanders 27-18. In this game with Alabama, there seems to be a question on the internet as to whether the quarterback at Wisconsin is going to play. I know he was injured some in the first game, and I mentioned that. Nobody took up on it much. But I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with his status. It's still about up. I've checked the lines because of getting the blue play is a booger bear this week because of injuries. So we'll see there. Ryan Williams is scheduled to play. He needs to, if he's going to play, he needs to play and play as well as he can and show people how he plays and get away from this double coverage and so forth. So anyway, that's pretty much it. A blue play is just a little bit difficult for me to figure out this week. I've got one and we'll try that at the end of the show. I'd rather wait to the end of the show to do that. So,
yeah, what time
show? Missouri, I will mention this for Alabama's future schedule. Missouri has lost their quarterback for the season. Injuries, when you gamble or when you predict or decide on things for teams that play games number 5 and number 6, but like that. A whole lot of things change in this world, so we'll see what happens there. So anyway, we should have good week as everybody's talking about the Georgia, Tennessee, and certainly Arkansas. Ole Miss is very interesting there. LSU in Florida has gone. It's gone. Arkansas and Ole Miss is going to 6.5. And Florida and LSU is down to 7, I believe it is. And so we'll see what happened. Bears mentioned Vanderbilt playing at South Carolina is a tough place to play. And so we'll see what happens. Vanderbilt's played very well. That's all I got.
All right. We also have the blue plate that we'll have at the end of the show. That's brought to you by Brian Harden with Brian Harden Construction, and then obviously the vinegar tip. If you're going to be cooking that meat, Chase, over the weekend, then you can douse it with a little vinegar. I don't recommend that, but that's what he said you do. So you douse it with a little vinegar. Somebody called us, said that they're getting on me, saying that all these vinegar tips are good and they work. So here's one guy that's taking the vinegar tip. He's been getting a lot of kisses with his good breath. Is Larry the Music Man. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry. Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning. Now, it's free for all Friday, so I'm going to get crazy. Listen, Barry, your dad's right on the vinegar, apple cider vinegar. When I do Boston Butts, I start off uncovered and I spritz it, what you call spritzing.
Yeah.
Every 40 minutes or 45 to keep it from drying out. That's all it does and breaks some meat down. Course, Coach is right.
Hey, well, some people use apple juice, vinegar.
Well, I use that, Barry. I use apple juice. Apple juice is good, but I really prefer apple juice, to be honest, but apple cider vinegar does work.
Yeah. Okay.
But, Coach, what if, is Sonny on today, Coach Sonny?
Yeah, he's on. That's the reason you call. You want to talk to him. I'm glad you called.
Well, I don't want to take. I like to listen to you guys.
No. You might can get him talking. We can't get. He don't answer any of our questions.
What did he do?
Well, I was going to jog his memory, but Coach, what do you think about changing the lead-in song to the guy from Hackleburg, Alabama?
Oh, we can't change Sonny's lead-in song. We can't do that.
Coach, you're a Sonny Smith, a Sonny James fan, right?
Yeah, I used to ask Sonny on our show. We play him, and I say, "Who is that guy?" He goes, "Because he loved to tell me it's Sonny James, but he didn't know Hackleburg from Zip City."
Well, he had that big hit, Running Bear and Young Love. Love was huge. And his parents were musicians also. Quite a musician family from old Hackleburg. But anyway, I was just messing with you.
Hey, you can't mess with chiseled, big, chiseled and stone.
I know.
Exactly at Hackleburg. I had a player one time from Hackleburg. Can't remember who it was.
Must have been very
now,
good.
Where is that on the map in Alabama? Where is Hackleburg?
It's not too far from Florence. It's up.
Oh, well, there you go. Music. That's the music right there. Florence, most souls.
That's where they all, brother, when they all came, they came to Florence, right outside of Florence. They got a big music center there on the highway. It's very, very good. Yeah.
Well, I had opened for Mel Tillis a couple of times. I was honored to do that. Not opening means my band opened for him and a bunch of others, but I met him in the back room, in the hospitality room. You know, he stuttered. First time I talked to him, it was kind of awkward, but the guy can sing, man. But he gets on the stage, he just can't talk good. He said, "La, la, 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 I thank you very much. Now I'm going to have me a drink." I'm gonna have me a drink before I get on.
There we go.
But no,
Something's wrong with Sonny. He don't know where. He don't know anything.
Well, I meant to even tell you this. Ryan Fowler called me. I guess it was Monday about 2:15. He said, "Is Sonny Smith's calling saying he's supposed to be interviewed." It was like 2:15 in the afternoon. And I told him, "I'm not supposed to have Sonny. He's on Whip and Barry shows." I don't know if he was calling the wrong radio station or what, but he was.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Coach, be easy on him now.
We're going to let you call back, Larry. You want to talk to Sonny.
I'm going to be real easy on him.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask him, did he ever drink the moonshine too growing up? try it, sample it. Well, what time is this segment?
Well, when we get off a day, it's about 8:20. We get him on.
That'll be 9:20 for me. Okay.
All right, buddy.
Well, I'll do it.
All right, Larry.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye. I will take the break here. We want to tell you about our great friends over at Two Men in a Truck. They do an absolutely outstanding job. They've done it all for me over there, and they can do it for you, whether it's a local move, out of town, out of state, or you just need stuff moved around the house. Moving is stressful. I'm not going to lie. That's why you don't want to do it. So let the professionals handle it, Chase. Give them a call today. They'll load you, pack you, and deliver you. They'll give you an estimate for that. 205-247-5050. That is Two Men in a Truck. Movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Friday morning. The McCann family has filed a $1 million lawsuit against the Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Department. That suit claims investigators were searching for one of the McCann family members who was incarcerated at the time. During that search on their property, one of the officers fired his weapon, killed Sammy, the pit bull who had served as a personal therapy pet. The Sheriff's Department has not responded to that lawsuit. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. It's free throughout the day. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Happy Friday to you. We do have a fender bender right now. Working on McFarland on the eastbound lane to Boone Boulevard. Watch out for that accident as it is causing not only delays on McFarland in both directions, but you've also got delays on both Boone and Rose Boulevards there at the intersection.
Fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine. There's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
TuscaloosaThread.com. Your West Alabama High School football score updates are presented by Bevel State Community College, Congressman Robert Adderholt, and Taco Casa.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny weather continues today. The high for this afternoon around 90. For tonight, clear with the low at 66. Weather for the weekend, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 71 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Where the season never ends. This is your home of Alabama sports. Tide 100.9. And streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Back to Inside the Locker Room. Pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Phillip.
Morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, what are you guys feeling? I think it's going to be a tight one in Tuscaloosa. I just got a funny feeling it's going to be a knockdown drag out to the very end.
Dad, what's your thoughts?
I'm not sure about that. I think it's going to be two or three touchdown win for Alabama. So
I like that. I already like that. I feel better.
I honestly don't have a feeling. I just don't know enough about Wisconsin. The quarterback did play. The backup did start against Middle Tennessee, and he played okay, I think, in the second half. I just don't know a lot about those guys to be honest with you. The line's 21.5. Normally Vegas doesn't miss that bad. So, you know, I don't know. Anything could happen. I wouldn't be surprised. I just don't know. I don't hear a lot of people excited about the game for some reason. And it kind of seems flat, but we'll see if Alabama shows up ready to play.
That scares me.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't know that, though. I'm just saying that. Maybe it's just me. I'm not saying the team's flat, because I know they played great last weekend. So yep, we'll see.
They should be pumped up like crazy. They should be pumped up. Now, I'll tell you a game, Wimp, I got my eye on, and I wouldn't be surprised if I'm riding back home here tonight and we got an upset. And this is Arkansas Ole Miss game.
This is going to be my blue plate.
Oh.
How a feeling it might be.
Ole Miss 6.5.
Well, let me tell you what, I don't want to take up your time, but I studied this thing. It was at seven for a long time. It stayed at seven. I couldn't figure out why it didn't move. They score a lot of points against each other. I'm doing it because the defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. I think he'll do enough. He's a real good. And I do it because of him. There's a quarterback problem. At Ole Miss.
Oh yeah, that's worse. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what's going to happen. So I may be biting a bullet there. But I think unless I change my mind between now and the end of the show, I think that's going to be my blue plate.
Oh.
What? I think South Carolina is going to punish Vanderbilt, and I think Georgia-Tennessee is going to be a basketball game. I think that's going to be a basketball game up there.
Really?
I think Tennessee wins, but I got so much confidence in Georgia's coaching staff that I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tennessee playing at home, and quarterback Bill throws it away some, but he's also – you know, he's been a very big surprise to Tennessee, I think.
So, well, yeah, you know, we have that new North River Lawn Care Weed Eater Wager of the Week. They're saying take the under in that Tennessee game, and he may be right because the line was at 50. It's down to 49.5 now.
I got a feeling that game's going to be a 45-38.
Oh, so you're saying way over then. You're not betting the under.
I misunderstood you. Yeah, I think it's just going to be a really high-scoring game.
I don't know, because Kirby Smart, he knows how to defend that offense. For whatever reason, that offense looks pretty mediocre against Kirby's defense. I mean, now they can do it again. Maybe Tennessee's made some adjustments, but Kirby pretty much destroys that offense, or his defense does.
He sure does.
So. Well,
Texas A&M Notre Dame will beat the another one, and that's I think Texas A&M's got a few more athletes.
Yeah, that game's in South Bend, though. You got to give something.
But they got to be able to pass.
Yeah.
They got to be able to pass. I don't know if Texas A&M can pass the ball that good.
Oh, you're saying you think Notre Dame's going to cover?
What's the line on that game?
6.5.
6.5.
Hello?
Oh, boy. That's tough.
Yeah. Well, they don't put those lines where it's easy.
No, so. That's true there.
Yeah, buddy.
They ain't gonna lose no money in Vegas.
Well, you can go either way. You can take the 6.5.
Except they've sure missed South Florida last week.
Yeah, they're gonna miss every once in a while. Well, I mean, not if you took South Florida. There's no missing.
I think South Florida's gonna beat Miami tomorrow.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think beating Florida got Miami's attention.
I think they can be had. But anyway, I just look for a close Alabama game. I hope Brian Williams can come out and have a great game and pass some explosives. And we need Brian Williams. And I can't understand anybody that's, you know, saying we're better off without him and crap like that. That's just insane.
Well, give him a chance. Let's see what he does. Thank you, Philip. Be careful driving over tomorrow.
All right, thank y'all.
Thank you. All right, back to the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Pat. Pat, you there? Chase, what happened to Pat? Pat gone. All right, tomorrow, the Lions, real fast. Oklahoma's taking on Temple. That game's at 11 o'clock. Oklahoma, 23.5-point favorite there. We've talked about Alabama, 21.5. That half would scare you. If you're going to bet Alabama, I'd buy that point down. South Alabama, Auburn. I think that's a good... Auburn's the pick there, right? Auburn's given 24.5 against South Alabama, where would you lean there if you were betting that?
I'd probably lean Auburn.
Yeah, me too. I think Auburn's excited. Louisiana, Lafayette is taking on Missouri. That line's 27.5, no clue. Georgia, still's a 3.5-point favorite there. Texas, 40.5 over UTEP. No line on the Alcorn State, Mississippi
LSU,
State.
That game has gone down, Barry, to 7, I think.
It's 7.5, Road, I got right here. 7.5. So
I've looked at that thing, and you know, you look at it, and you say, well, you know, Florida got upset. LSU had a big win against Clemson. You know, just an absolute lock for the bet on LSU. It's too good of a lock for me. I'm a little bit. I don't know why I didn't bet the LSU Clemson game because I thought it was just I just didn't like it. And sure enough, LSU beat them. So I don't. Your thoughts on that game?
That half scares me. I'd probably, if I were betting, I probably would buy that point down to 6.5. You have to pay more, but the game is at night in Baton Rouge. So, whew, that's usually tough on the opponent. You know, how does the players feel about Billy Napier? Do they like him? Are they going to play for him and try to save him? Or is that something that they don't like? Florida?
Well, that's the game that I have. When I told Philip, I pretty much, because he said that, I didn't want to think I just picked what because he said. But
yeah.
But I think Florida LSU game is pretty intriguing to me.
Interesting line to me, Vanderbilt at South Carolina. That line was 5.5 yesterday. Chase, it's 3.5 now, so it's gone down 2 points. A lot of people aren't buying South Carolina this year. They think they lost too many players, but man, that game's at night in Williams-Brice Stadium. Maybe you bet there's Vanderbilt. I know Vanderbilt has always played South Carolina pretty darn well, so that should be interesting. That'd be a late night in Columbia. Wow, that's a 7:45 kick Eastern time, so if you're driving from way away, those hotels will be making some money over there in Columbia this weekend. All right, we'll get to Coach Jack Crow. We'll get him to break it down for real when we get back from break. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide hit the turf to face the Wisconsin Badgers. Our coverage begins at 8 a.m. on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Happy Friday to you. We do have a fender bender right now. Working on McFarland on the eastbound lane to Boone Boulevard. Watch out for that accident as it is causing not only delays on McFarland in both directions, but you've also got delays on both Boone and Rose Boulevards there at the intersection.
Efilter.com/country for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you don't want it. All right, get to the Yellowwood hotline. Former head coach at Jacksonville State, offense coordinator, Baylor, Arkansas, Clemson, Auburn, Wyoming, everywhere. Chase coach Jack Crow. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, Jack.
How are you?
We're okay.
Can you hear the dog?
You hear me?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, I hear it.
Good to hear you guys. I'm dropping my.
Oh, we're okay.
You hear a barking here. You can just for a second.
Jack.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's got you.
Barry, this will be close to what Barry's going to ask you about. I don't know. I'll take his thunder, but with three quarterbacks, both all of them played last week, which I think was a plus for Alabama because of transfer portal and all that crap that goes on behind the scenes. How do you handle this as the season goes along in big games? Or do you just go with the one who is right now the starter and leave it at that? Or do you try to be darn sure that these other two are playing to where, you know, they're satisfied? Where do you stand with that?
Well, I think basketball, I mean, is a little different because you build in a rotation of players in basketball. In football, it's hard to practice. And have, shit, I used to fight this with one coach just to get it all practiced, you know, during the week. And every week, if you're dynamic, you try to present yourself a little differently, which means the unique part of your game plan, you know, it has to be structured in practice. So I don't see, honestly, how you can go very far with multiple approaches towards quarterback. I know 1984, we went up to play Tennessee, and Pat just had not had his mindset that, you know, we knew who our guy was. And we went into that game with three quarterbacks ready to play, and they beat the hell out of us. And I never had a feel as the play caller, and he kept thinking and giving me different information about the quarterbacks, and we got to help, and we're number one team in the country on national television, and you know, Tennessee was good enough anyway. I just don't think it's practical to carry the theme along very long as the season gets more complicated, because it does. You get more information. They get more information on you. Your game plans have to really be specific to who you're playing. You don't want to get your team tired by staying out there too long. You know, there are a lot of dynamics. You're not settled on quarterback. It's hard for you to be the best football team you can be. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
We're talking with Coach Jack Crow. Coach, Georgia, you know, they beat Marshall. I think it's 40-something to 7 last week against Austin Peay. Looked kind of vanilla, to be honest with you. And I think Kirby kind of likes it that way. He's got people questioning his football team. They win the game 28-6. And so he's going now to Tennessee, and people are saying, they just don't look that good. They're not that good offensively. But I think he was probably very vanilla. What is the balance there of practice and what you're going to need in these big games? Or do you hold things and just kind of win these games you're supposed to win because you know you're going to win them? You don't have to really do anything tricky. And then you go to Tennessee, and then you open up the playbook, and you do it all there. Is that kind of what Kirby's doing here?
I think definitely, Barry. You know, as dangerous as that can be, for example, 16-0 at halftime at Clemson. If they were holding something back, they were playing with fire. You know, I think you really got to have a feel for your football team, which I don't think probably anybody has a feel for the football team that Kirby does. I mean, he's the best football coach in the country. I'm sure somebody else will evolve and, you know, it'll get stale. But, I mean, he knows his team, how much he can save, where to push a button. Dabo doesn't know his team. And that's all. And is Dabo a great? Obviously. I mean, he's got all the credentials. How well do you know your team to be able to sort of play the razor's edge sometimes, because you know exactly what button to push, you know, to get it from A to B. Now, I've had teams that I knew exactly when to push those buttons. It's rare, and I think you have to have a really strong insight. Really strong insight and be really well organized, know your staff, you know, to the hilt, which I think is one reason Kirby's been sort of slow just to change, you know, particularly I think you hear conversations about Mike Bobo and that, but, you know, there's just the ability to control the edge all the way to the fourth quarter, knowing exactly what you're going to get. And he can do it. Dabo can't. Obviously.
On the flip side, Alabama, they were in complete control of that game Saturday night. They put those backup quarterbacks in, and they let them play, man. They kept throwing the ball because I think they wanted to see what they had. They didn't want to put those guys in there, especially Russell, and just hand the ball off. They kept running their offense. They may have put too much on film, to be honest with you, because not a lot of people know Ryan Grubb, but sometimes you got a big lead, you put the backup in, and you just kind of play very vanilla. But Alabama didn't do that. Just your thoughts on how they handled that situation.
I think they're probably about 85% sure of their starter. And until you're 100% sure, you better be finding out what you got. That's my sense of it.
Yeah. Yep.
Was that who did he say? I didn't hear.
He just said he thinks that they're 85% sold on. He didn't say Simpson. That's what he meant. So when they play those other guys, they really want to give them a real good look to see how good they are.
Which, you know, they may be. Wimp, I'll tell you, I've watched 20 games. I'm a maniac. I thought maybe this would go away, but this year I've just seemed to have paid more attention. I've just, from first in the morning to last in the evening, I got two or three games I'm going back to play.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, quarterback and how much the quarterback can run, is dominating play. Clemson, really? I'm going to use Clemson as a measuring stick because they're on the low end here. They have forgotten how to run the ball, and they got a quarterback to run, and they're afraid to run him. Maybe they don't think they got a good backup. I don't know what their problem is. And then you got, in my opinion, the best team I've seen is Oklahoma.
Really?
And they're like Vanderbilt last year with major talent. That's what they got.
Well, you're interesting you say that. Yeah. If you really think your backups are really, really good, then you don't worry about running Ty Simpson, man. You just run him and tell him to let it fly, because if he were to go down, you got confidence in the guys behind him. But if you didn't have a good backup, then you call a little bit differently, don't you, Coach?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. And maybe they just wanted to get to that point, you know, by really getting a good look at those guys. But I think every coach is right now, and I'm going to talk ball here now. You cannot stop some of these passing games without being able to mix man and zone together. I mean, the way Ohio State defended the passing game at Texas, they destroyed it.
Yeah,
and it was
what they do.
Well, they just had a consistent mix of man and zone, and they felt no pressure of the quarterback running the ball. You know, they knew he'd run around a little bit, but they knew that and Sarkisian right now has got some holes. Either Manning is going to have to be as smart as those NFL uncles he's got, which he's not yet, not to say he won't be. Are they going to have to design some runs for that boy? Because the only way you bust people out of that junk is take the quarterback You got to play with 12 to play a design running quarterback. There ain't but 11. So you got to hide. You got to hide somebody, and you got to play multiple fronts and not let a play caller know where you're missing the 12th guy at, whether it be in the passing game or the running game, different kinds of runs. And I'm telling you, Oklahoma's got it down pat. That guy that's calling their plays, if you think you're going to go in there and play man coverage against them, you better think about it again. And that guy can wear a zone. That guy can wear a zone out. So that's the best I've seen. Is that
really?
And the other one that I've seen that's getting my attention is Auburn. Now, you know who's leading the SEC in rushing? Auburn.
Yeah.
And they're leading the nation in rushing defense. Now, what does that sound like over the history of the last 30 years of winning? Do you add turnover? Well, Gene Stallings.
Yeah.
Bear Bryant. You add turnover differential to those stats, you're going to be there at the end. Now, is that sustainable? Well, you go back and look what Baylor did against SMU. That becomes a lot bigger win. You go back and look at what Clemson's turned out to be. That LSU win looks like a lot different win, in my opinion. And so Clemson doesn't know how to run the ball. They don't have a personality to run the ball. And that's almost unfathomable, but that's what I see.
I got two games I'm trying to decide. Ole Miss and Arkansas for this blue plate. I lean towards Ole Miss because of the defensive coordinator at Ole Miss. If he's as good as they say he is, as much as they paid him, and I've heard on other shows he's really good. I don't know if he is not. And then I lean a little bit. I just don't see how. I don't like quarterback at Florida. I never have. He throws in double. I just don't like the way he plays. I don't know anything about it. But playing at Baton Rouge is a tough assignment, even though I know it. And only a 7-point difference. That game's got me buffaloed. Both the games got me buffaloed a little bit. I got to pick one or both. I hadn't decided. Your thoughts on those two games?
I'm right there with you. I would factor in Bobby Petrino. As a one-time play caller, he's still the best there is.
And okay. For Arkansas?
Yeah. Yeah. He's still the best there is.
Okay, that does scare me.
I do think the talent differential there is significant, though. Even though the Ole Miss win at Kentucky wasn't all that impressive, man, they got a bunch of players. I can't see Arkansas winning that game. I don't think in terms of numbers. But I haven't asked where the game's played at.
Oxford.
In Oxford.
Well, that may be how I'd pick it. I mean, I'd pick the line if it's at Oxford.
That's what I'm going to do, I think.
Yeah. I tell you what, Bobby'll make it interesting, but I just don't, I think you're safe with Ole Miss.
The other game is Florida LSU. Billy Napier, he's getting killed. The guy's schedule's ridiculous, but I don't even know why you schedule South Florida, but they did and they lost. So that just made that they were counting that as a win. There, the line's 7.5. Does it depend on how those players feel about Coach Napier? Sometimes your coach is getting destroyed by the outside noise, and you want to play for him. And sometimes the players are ready to move on. So just your thoughts about where the mindset of the player is with Florida and your thoughts about playing in Baton Rouge on a Saturday night.
Well, Florida is good enough to make it to make LSU a one-dimension offense. Florida's got some ballers now on defense. Always have, and they ain't short of now. And they've got the ability to make LSU a one-dimension, and if they don't give up over their head plays, like I said, what I've seen out of Clemson completely changes the value that, in my opinion, that they received, that LSU received in beating Clemson. I don't think LSU beating Clemson puts much credit on their brand this year. But I will say this. I think Florida's – you know how many times that quarterback's been hurt at Florida?
A lot. He turned his ankle walking across campus.
And I think they're playing scared with that guy. And that ain't a good way to play. But then there's desperation. And what you're scared of is losing your team, and you damn turn it loose. And I think they turn a guy loose, give him some risk. I think he's talented. If they could find a two-dimension offensive team, if they could run for 150 yards, and that quarterback can move around and keep LSU out of man coverage because of his wheels, and he's got the wheels to do it. You remember playing it. The Georgia game last year sort of fixed me on what that guy could do, okay? I don't see that guy. I don't see the Florida quarterback that I saw against Georgia on the damn field at South Park. I don't see him on the field. Why? That guy come out? Yeah. If he comes out at LSU, you're going to have a damn nail biter.
Yep.
He ain't coming. He ain't coming out. They'll knock him naked. They'll knock him naked and hide his clothes.
Yeah. I think the guy that may be doing the best job in the SEC right now is Clark Lee at Vanderbilt. They look sharp against Virginia Tech. They're at South Carolina tomorrow night, but they're you know, he's getting the most out of what he can get at Vanderbilt, don't you think?
That's the dang truth. They got some, you know, they got some one of a generation chemistry going on at that place between him and that team, and they had great leadership and that quarterback. They are going to run up against things they can't do, you know. And you go back to the Alabama game, as big an upset as that was last year, it was the turnovers that made the difference in the game. And, you know, if a good football team doesn't help them a little bit, you know, they're not going to beat the upper echelon. They're going to, if they catch you asleep, they will. And if you turn it over twice, they will. But I think
that quarterback, he brings a little swagger and a belief that you're going to win. And they kind of follow him, Diego Pavia. It's hard to teach what he's got, isn't it, Coach?
No, it's magical is what it is. And you know, it's going to make the beginning of every – it's going to test better teams to bring their best game. When I think everybody knows – no team can play their best game every week. I don't know where the idea ever came from, but I even had this discussion one time with Coach Dye just around looking at the whole season is we thought we had to hit three peaks, and one of them had to be that last game, which we did not peak in that last game. In 84 and 85, and one of them that just traditionally seemed to be the Tennessee game, which we got done 3 out of 4 years. And finding out where that other peak was, but you bring one of those non-peak games to Vanderbilt, it could be interesting. They're going to get somebody. You know they are. They're going to beat somebody they shouldn't beat. Maybe a couple of teams they shouldn't beat.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Coach, as always, tell us real quick about the Coach Safely programs. Friday night high school football.
Oh yeah,
going on. But that Coach Safely program is big.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we had an event, Tuberville. I talked to y'all about this, but I mean, it was sold out. And Tommy, commented afterwards. He brought his heart to the mission, because anybody that even though you coach in the SEC, you know where the foundation of college football is. It's in these communities. And helping these people take better care of their young athletes all the way down in the program, is what Coach Safely is about. But we're integrated with all the people that care. So we're getting there.
Thank you, Coach. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend. Bye-bye. All right, there's Coach Jack Crow. We appreciate him breaking it down for us. All right, we'll take this break. One thing, Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern Wood. Always remember, guys, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you don't want it.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of The Game, we will be less than 24 hours away from Alabama, Wisconsin. We're going to get you ready for that big game as we'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Brent Beard. We'll talk to Lee Sterling. And we're going to do an SEC Parlay Pick Day presented by Bryant Hart Construction right here starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Got a fender bender up in Northport, and this is on McFarland on the eastbound side at Boone Boulevard. That intersection, that's a little crowded right now because of the accident. And so, of course, it's Boone Boulevard, and then you have Rose Boulevard. That's also heavy as a result. Now, meantime, moving on.
Game. The Tide postgame show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, Monsi Bolaños.
In the NFL, the Packers defeated the Commanders 28-17. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of them went to Tucker Kraft, who also had 6 catches for 124 yards. Green Bay lost their wide receiver Jaden Reed to a broken collarbone, but they do expect him back at some point this season. Washington lost their running back Austin Eckler, who went down on a non-contact injury and is believed to have suffered a torn Achilles. In baseball, the Mariners walked it off again.
Swung on, popped up. Lugo backs up. He makes the catch. Polanco tagging. Here comes the throw. Polanco steaming home. He slides. He's safe as the Mariners win. Sir Harry Ford walks it off.
Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring.
From the hardwood
to the gridiron.
From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium.
If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports,
you'll hear it here first.
With analysis, opinion,
and straight talk that cuts through the noise.
Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m.
on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC.
This is where champions get their day started.
This is Inside the Locker Room
with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
All right, welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. We're going to have a quick little segment with David Kinder. David's out, I guess I can say this, out with Bryant Bank. They got a clay shoot going on. Dad, they should have invited you. Can you shoot clays, Dad?
No.
And they could have won. All right, he's former baseball player at ACA, Ole Miss, Shelton State, in Alabama. Good morning, David. How are you, sir?
Morning.
Good
morning.
Oh, Lord. Here's
the I'm right in the middle of action. I told y'all we got out of Camp Horn in Cottondale for a little clay shoot.
Oh, well, nice. Well, we'll just get right to it then. You're out there with Bryant Bank, and tell us all the great things you guys got going on at Bryant Bank.
Hey, Coach Barry, thank y'all for having us out here. I'm trying to make sure we get
don't
everybody
shoot anybody
care.
while you're on the show.
I'm gonna try to make sure I make it out alive. But yeah, thank y'all for giving us the opportunity, Bryant Bank, to talk to y'all. And I think for us, and we've discussed it before, community bankers and local authority and local leadership and the ability to be available and make swift decisions where you're not waiting around to get an answer from somebody that doesn't know your area. That's the real importance here at Bryant Bank, and we want to help our communities thrive.
All right. How you doing the clay shooting?
Well, I'm not shooting today. I'm just the one that I'm the guy in the trap stand pushing the button. So it shouldn't be too hard today. And so we've got a lot of our local businesses out here having a good time supporting the fundraisers for the local Boy Scouts. So,
there you go.
Making sure that we're taking care of them and raising money for a great cause.
Do you yell pull when you do it? Or what do you do? The shooter yells pull,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. The shooter yells pull, and I hit the button. So, you know, hopefully I can handle that.
Yeah.
But as you can hear, it's a really good time. If you've never been out to Camp Horn before, right down the road in Cottondale, it's a wonderful spot to come out. They had to probably, I think, a 18 to 20 stands where you can come out there and shoot. So, Bill Goslin with the Boy Scouts here locally does a wonderful job, boys and girls scouts. So, wonderful opportunity next year. We're going to have to get y'all out here. I know y'all are sharp shooters in basketball. I bet y'all it would translate well.
Yeah, there you go. David, we'll let you take care of that, but we appreciate Bryant Bank and all you guys do. We'll talk a little baseball with you next week.
Let's do it.
All right,
Let's
buddy.
Do it, guys. Hey, thank y'all for having us on.
Thank you. Bryant Bank, four locations here in the Northport, Tuscaloosa area. All right, Alabama takes on Wisconsin tomorrow, 11 o'clock kick. That's a little abnormal. Dad, most of the time, if you're at Alabama, if you're playing 11 o'clock, you're playing some directional school. You know, I know they practice in the mornings. Does that help? You know, your pregame meal, normally you eat pregame meal. I know in basketball, I assume football's the same, 4 hours before. So they'll be waking up, you know, 6:15, you know, have some meetings, probably have some pregame meal, breakfast there. They'll load the buses. They'll go to the stadium. Just a much earlier day What do you do to prepare for that? It's a lot different probably than what they're normally used to.
Well, I just think you try to, you know, just try to keep the, whatever you do, you try to keep it smooth and to the point and best you can. I don't know exactly what you do for 11 o'clock game, except be darn sure that the night before that they're in the bed and not up till 2 o'clock in the morning. I think that's the big thing. And then from there, you have an early wake up. Some kids wake up early anyway. Some kids don't. But you have to be have a manager that handles your managers handle that, and you get them to the pregame meal, and you pretty much I think done a lot of your stuff technically with them already in the car. In the room, in the meeting rooms. So I don't think you go back too much technically, but I don't know, Barry. It might be for me. You correct me if you're. It might be for me a little bit more difficult to get them ready to play, or at least I don't feel good about the game with the 11 o'clock game as I would a 7 o'clock game. That's just me.
Yeah, just kind of see, you know, the fans. One of the favorite things for the fan is to come down here, kind of tailgate, see their friends, get ready on the quad. They set up all the motorhomes and all the different things, and you got plenty of time to kind of hang out, and then they're excited to get down to the game. It's going to be, even for the fan, it's going to be an early wake up, get down there. You're not, maybe most of the tailgating probably done after the game. So that for the fan, it's a, we're supposed to go down. We've got a little deal with some people on the quad, but we're going to get up early to go down there. I think we may actually, I don't know where we're going to watch the game, but it's supposed to be 95 degrees. Is that a big deal for Wisconsin to come down here? That thing's going to be hot, especially on that grass out there. Is that advantage to Alabama because they're used to practicing?
If it's a close game and it's late and you've got enough, you know, a little bit more depth, and they can't, you know, I think it is an advantage. I think always weather it can be an advantage or a disadvantage. For one, an advantage for the other. I wouldn't argue about that much. I think that's a pretty big deal myself.
Lou Fickell, who was at Cincinnati, it's his third year there at Wisconsin. Their fans are getting a little restless. They want to compete for the Big Ten, and so he's come out and said he doesn't know if his team's ready for big games like this. And I don't know if that's just coach talk, or and he really believes that. Sometimes a coach will say, hey, don't pay attention to what I say to the media, because I think we're going to go win in Bryant-Denny Stadium, but I want to lower the expectation going in there. Sometimes a coach will do that, so you have to be careful.
Yeah.
when these guys are acting like we're not ready. It's like Kirby Smart, you would think that Georgia-Tennessee rivalry's been neck and neck. They whipped them for 8 straight years, but that coach speaks sometimes when they're downplaying it. I think he'll try to. I mean, what a great opportunity for the Big Ten to come in and play the most dominant program in the SEC. Guys want to play in the NFL, so you get to play against some really good players at Alabama. I think there's a lot of motivation. He got beat pretty bad last year, so there should be a lot of motivation for Wisconsin coming here to play Alabama.
Wisconsin's always done a good job football-wise. They've been big and strong and physical and pretty darn good. I don't know that they have the number of players in their state that are knocking the door down to get there. I could be wrong about that. But they've done a good job of going around the Big Ten and into different areas that people that they like. They've had good coaches. They played hard and had a good following in football and basketball. So you better be darn ready to play them when you get them, and it's going to be important for Alabama to be ready to play. It's just, you know, a 20.5-point game or something. Alabama's favorite. You don't need your kids to think about that. They need to go in there and mash them early, and you'll get to the quarterback if he is a little bit injured.
Yeah, well, just kind of see. I think he's kind of small, likes to run, so he does have the formula. Chase is called. Alabama some problems there. Guy that's got good legs. So we'll see how this all unfolds on Saturday. You won't have to wait. It'll be ready to go early on Saturday. So get out there early. Get your little breakfast on the quad and get into the stadium. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll see if we can run down Coach Sonny Smith. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Looking at an accident on Rose Boulevard on the southbound lanes just before you get to McFarland Boulevard. Now, this is creating a bit of a ruckus at the intersection as it's slowing things down. And we're moving also a little slowly on McFarland eastbound on to 43 and Main Street.
And provide you with the lowest possible price. Come experience the Urban's Working Western Home Team service today. Tell them Van the Boot Man sent you. Roll Tide.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by the Good Feet Store, a proud supporter of Alabama athletics. Visit the Good Feet Store and get back to doing what you love. Learn more at goodfeet.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for Alabama against Wisconsin on Saturday, here are some final thoughts from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer.
I have a final word for us, coach, as we go into the game with Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're just got to keep taking the next steps physically. We took a step. We got to do that again. And Bryant Denny Stadium, we love that place. And there's just something special when we step on the field there. Appreciate the fans, as I said earlier, for making it that way, and we need that this weekend. And so looking forward to another challenge and us taking the next steps in that direction.
I'll have more in a moment.
This is Christian Miller for the Good Feet Store. I know from playing football at Alabama and in the NFL that if you have foot, knee, hip, or back pain, it can be a huge challenge. The Good Feet Store is designed to personally fit you with arch supports that alleviate and even eliminate your pain altogether. Try them before you buy them during your free, no-obligation, personalized fitting, and you can wear them home the same day. So if you're looking to improve your game, the Good Feet Store has you covered. Stop in for a free, personalized fitting today. Roll to victory at goodfeet.com. That's goodfeet.com. Roll Tide.
We've got you covered for Alabama against Wisconsin on Saturday. Our radio airtime will be 8 o'clock across the network, with our coverage starting on stage at Vector Security Champions Lane. Kickoff is at 11. You can listen to the game on our full radio network, the Varsity Network app, as well as watch the booth cam presented by Regions Bank on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by the Good Feet Store. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny weather continues today. The high for this afternoon around 90. For tonight, clear with the low at 66. Weather for the weekend, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 72 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven gone. The words we spoke in anger just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye. And he said, son, I know what you're going through.
Welcome back. How do you stop that song? You just got to let it play. Nobody wants to hear us, but they want to hear Coach.
Song playing. Let's forget Sonny. That's the song.
Oh, I can't forget Sonny. I'm going to call him now Sonny Hall of Fame Smith. Because
take a
nap. Because he's in more Hall of Fames than anybody. More Hall of Fames than anybody I know. He's also the NABC District 6 Coach of the Year, Ohio Valley, and two-time SEC Coach of the Year, CAA Coach of the Year, Sonny Hall. Hall of Fame.
That means he went to a lot of places there.
Yes, sir.
He went to a lot of places. He got fired at each one.
And you don't fire the coach of the year, all right?
He got coach of the year right before he got fired.
No. You hear the jealousy oozing out of him, coach, when I'm bragging on you?
Yeah. It's always been that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so many Hall of Fames, I have to overlook that. Huh?
You know who the singer is from Hackleberg?
Oh, my gosh. You ask him that every time we get a new material.
I love Sonny James. I love Sonny James.
I don't want to give him something he does know, Barry.
Oh. Hey, now, let me see how honest you are. Have you ever sung on the Grand Ole Opry?
No, I haven't, but I've been there and criticized the one that did.
I did a real good job, didn't I?
I was standing right beside. Let me tell you something. When you sing on the Grand Ole Opry, you need to know the words. That's the embarrassing part. I think the guy that got us on
the guy says, Sonny, I hear you're a country singer. Wimp said he's country, but he ain't no singer. And he said, that guy said, well, today you are. And he gave me the microphone and made me sing something. I can't remember the song, but I sung it and Wimp made fun of me for the next 10 years.
Yeah. Well, tell me about you and the Gummers last night. Did the Gummers and you decide that Auburn's going to go undefeated? They're pretty good, aren't they, Auburnians?
I believe they are. I think, would this sound a little crazy? I think they're playing better than people thought they would.
Oh, that's a good thought.
Yeah. I don't think people was making them out to be that well off, but I think they're pretty good.
We had one of the callers wanted to know, and I was curious, when you sang on the Grand Ole Opry, did you drink any moonshine to give you the courage? He wanted to know if you've ever had any moonshine up in the hills of Tennessee.
I drank a little bit before and a little bit after. I'm a before and after guy.
A little
I'm not a drinker, and I drank a little bit right while it was going on.
All he did, they bring us out on the stage and introduce us. And I'm getting ready to sing, and all he's doing is standing over and criticizing me. He's mad because they asked me to sing and him not.
Yeah. Mm. Thank goodness.
So you drank a little moonshine to get the courage, and then a little moonshine after to celebrate how good you did.
Well, he can tell you that moonshine makes me sing a lot better. Makes me speak a lot better. We speak at Huntsville after three or four drinks. I was really good.
I want to tell you who I went to that old country singer's dressing room, and every time I got you on the show, I can't think of his name. The one that's really old. I went to his dressing room. You went to
Roy Acuff. You went to Roy Acuff.
No, not Roy Acuff. Go ahead.
Who's Roy Acuff?
You never heard Roy of Roy Acuff, Barry?
Chase, have you ever heard of Roy Acuff?
Oh,
Chase,
my heavens. We got a young goober here.
Chase.
He don't even know who Roy Acuff is.
He's in the Hall of Fame, that's all. This Roy Acuff, the Hall of Famer.
Did he die in 1930?
No.
He was singing on the Grand Ole Opry.
Roy Acuff was hot. That's right.
When I made my fabulous appearance on the Grand Ole Opry, he was still singing.
Really?
Yeah, Roy was still singing.
I'm going to have to look him up.
Yeah. Rick, can you imagine we got somebody on the show that doesn't know who Roy Acuff is? It's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
Well, you've got to get into country music.
I like country music.
He doesn't, and I guarantee you, in Cowboys, he don't know who Gabby Hayes is either.
No. Well, Gabby is one of my favorites. I used to know the name of his horse. He was just as popular as Gabby was.
Well, that was Champion, wasn't it?
Champion, that's right. You knew that. I thought Gene Autry rode Champion, didn't he?
Yeah, that's okay. Gene Autry rode. He don't know who Gene Autry was. You don't know who Gene Autry is.
Barry, you don't know. You never heard of Gene Autry.
No, I've heard of Gene Autry. Yeah, I've heard of Gene Autry.
Have you ever heard of Hopalong Cassidy?
Yeah.
Okay, he got a few of them he knows about.
What
country singer's from Heckleburg?
Sonny, according to you, Sonny James.
Well, I was hoping you remembered.
Well, I don't know anything about him, but whenever we have you on, that's the first thing y'all talk about.
Have you ever heard of Eddie Arnold?
No, I've heard of Eddie Adams.
He don't even know who Eddie Arnold is.
I know who Eddie Adams is. I don't know Eddie Arnold.
Why do we have Barry on the show with you on?
Never heard of Bill Monroe?
No, I've heard of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh yeah, I've heard of her.
All right, Chase.
He doesn't know who Eddie Arnold is,
Sonny. No,
I know who Zane Arnold is.
Zane played for me, didn't he?
Yeah. See, I know the important people.
You all those great players, you can remember their name.
Yeah.
I had to give this guy a car to get him to come. Wimp was offering him everything. He gave him a car.
Roy Acuff. Michael McGuire Roy Acuff was born in Roy Acuff, he's born the same day I was, September 15th, 1903. And in Tennessee, but he passed away in 1992.
What about Eddie Arnold?
I don't know. Michael, research that. The guy was born in 1903, and I'm supposed to know who he is?
Oh, well, he's the Hall of Fame country singer.
Well, you're in the Hall of Fame. Well, you're in a lot of Hall of Fames.
I ain't been in the country Hall of Fame, but if you'd heard me sing on the Grand Ole Opry, you'd have put me in the Hall of Fame on that one, too.
Yeah. All right.
I'd have put you in that lock.
He was criticizing me, Barry, and I'm doing a great job. I can't remember the song.
Coach, do you mind? We've had people, they're dying to talk to Coach Sonny Smith. So will you mind taking a couple phone calls here?
I'll take them.
All right. How are we going to do this, Chase? You put Dad on hold, I put him on hold, and bring in Larry. There we go.
Hang his phone.
Now, he can't comment. All right, Larry. This is Larry the Music Man. Larry knows everything there is about music, and he lives over in Georgia. He has his own segment on the Gary Harris Show. So fire away, Larry.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, fire away, Larry.
Coach Sonny Smith, what a pleasure. Let me ask you a question.
My pleasure.
I'm going to tell you a Mel Tillis story, but I grew up with Eddie Arnold and Jim Reeves and Marty Robbins. And
you grew up with the great ones.
My dad played all those records. He would bring home the 45s, and that's how I kind of got into music. So I know all the good ones, you know. And I wanted to ask you, if you and Coach Wimp had ever been a country music duo, do you think you would have had to carry it?
Well, I had to carry the thing because I was a really good singer. I sung on the Grand Ole Opry and many other avenues, but Wimp couldn't carry a tune.
That's not a duo I want to hear.
Hey, I always wondered about that, and I wanted to ask you, did your mom have a moonshine recipe? Did you keep the recipe, or was there a recipe?
Well, we made it for years, but I can't remember what recipe we used. Just make sure it's got a lot of alcohol in it. That's all.
That's kind of like the apple cider vinegar Coach Wimp's been doing. But I got to open for Mel Tillis years ago, and you know he can't talk, but he can sing. And he could sing,
couldn't he? He really good.
Oh Lord. We was in the hospitality room, and I said, "This is an honor, you man. This is a great honor. I get to hear you sing." And he said, "Y'all sounded good, mighty good, son." And he said, "Let me mix me a drink, and I'm gonna stir me one." He stirred it with his finger. It was bourbon over rocks. I remember that.
What is it about drinking and singing?
Well, it's what it is. Hey, Tell it, coach. It increases your courage. If you miss a note, you don't worry about it.
You remember that song, Take Another Shot of Courage? But I'll let other callers get on.
All right, Larry.
Last question. Do you remember the Andy Griffith show, Coach? Did you watch much of that?
Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
I watched Andy Griffith, Larry.
Do you remember the Mendelbrot sisters on there that made moonshine in the greenhouse, and they'd only sell it to Otis or anybody for special holidays? Otis goes over there and
Otis.
He says,
I remember Otis.
You remember Otis T. Bass?
He said, why are you here again? He said, it's National Potato Day. All right, folks, have a good day.
Thank you, Larry.
All right.
Well, last call. Hey, Chase, pipe in Ragged Glory for Coach Smith. All right, Ragged, you got Coach Smith.
Good morning. I had to call in. I knew Larry was going to call in, but I called in because I already knew Roy A.
You did?
I mean, we go away. Oh, man, I grew up, because of my father dying, I grew up with my grandparents. Man, they had 78 platters. And the very first Roy A. Cuff song I ever heard, my grandfather, who happened to have an original Martin D6 acoustic guitar.
Well, I've heard of those.
Played Wabash Cannonball, man. And that was...
Wabash Cannonball, I know it well.
There you go. And didn't he also sing Pick Me Up on Your Way Down?
Yep, he did.
Okay. And my sweet Fräulein, I mean, because my grandfather served in Europe in World War II, and that was all the GIs were listening to that kind of music, man. So yeah, good Roy stuff. Jacob, there you go. And just like Larry, I mean, the old guys, I mean, Mel Tillis too. You know,
he could sing.
But Andy Arnold, Jim Reeves, Ray Price, even early Willie Nelson. I mean, one of the greatest country songwriters of all time. Roy Acuff, man, I mean, Wabash Cannonball was the first thing that I ever started learning how to play. And when you're 8 years old listening to that and try to hold an acoustic guitar, especially a D6, that the chord of C, oh my gosh, C, F, and then G. I mean, that was hard, but I love the song. So,
all right, we appreciate you, sir.
Hey, real quick, when you were on the Grand Ole Opry, was it 200 proof shine?
Well, I didn't look at the number, but if it was a high number, I'd get drunk a lot quicker.
Whatever they were supposed to put in there, he's told them to double it, Ragged. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Yep, and that's what happens before you go on stage. You got butterflies, and there's your shot of courage right there.
There you go, courage. Thank you, Ragged.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thank you.
This may have been your best segment ever. Do we want to bring Deb back in or not, Coach? I guess we will. There we go. All right. How about that?
I don't need to be in. I listened to all that stuff. I knew all that stuff.
You did?
You knew all that stuff. Oh.
Sure. Roy A. Cuff, all those guys. I knew them.
What's your favorite song to sing, Coach?
The Wild Blue Yonder.
All right. Well, give us a little.
No, I'm not going to sing today.
You haven't had your liquid courage yet?
I have to be paid on the radio shows that I sing. I got to be paid.
Be sure you call the right radio show. Sometimes you'll call the wrong radio show.
Yeah, that's prior to how many drinks I had before it started.
Do y'all know the song Is It Love or Is It Lies? Roy A. Cuff's best song. Do y'all know that one?
No, I don't remember the song, but I remember the song being recorded by Roy. Yeah,
maybe we'll get Chase to play that on the way out today. Chase, can you find Roy. Is It Love or is it lies?
The good part about it is Sonny be on his way out.
All right, Coach. Auburn plays South Alabama. I thought you weren't supposed to play these in-state small schools. Well, they're doing it. The line is 24.5. Will the Auburn Tigers cover the 24.5?
The Gummers.
I don't know how good Auburn is. I listen to them, and I watch them every time I get a chance, but I don't know how good they are. You know, people ask me all the time, how good is Auburn? As long as they win, I don't care how good they are, as long as they win.
You think Pat Dye is still a good coach? I'm just kidding.
They got, yes, I do.
Jimmy Rain has put yellow wood out there.
On the field.
What's this now? You're telling me something I hadn't heard.
They're going to put yellow wood on the field.
Yeah.
It's not going to take up any room from Pat Dye. So, all right. Do you have the song, Chase? He doesn't have that song. We can't mess with Chisel and Stone. Well, kick Chisel and Stone in.
Chiseled and Stone. Oh, that's a great song.
That'll make you cry.
There we go. So we'll get you out with this, Coach. We'll maybe just have the Sonny Smith segment. Let them call in every week, and they can talk to the Hall of Famer. So, Coach, have a great weekend.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Check's in the mail. See you later.
Check's in the mail.
Thank goodness you're over.
I wish you'd have sung. Tuscaloosa Toyota. Go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. Look at the Highlander, the Corolla, the Camry, the Tundra. Man, great vehicles out there. Tundra. Chase, 1.99% APR for the first 72 months. They're giving that thing away. So swing by Skyland Boulevard. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. All right, we get back. Do we want to do the vinegar tip or do we want to do the blue plate special? We'll do the vinegar tip. All right, so we'll get back. Then remember, we got the gambler for the blue plate special. He's already almost told us where we're going. This vinegar tip's going to be brought to you by Michael McGuire and State Farm Insurance. Listen, Ty, 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
Nissan Traffic Center had some earlier ruckus on McFarland at the Boone Rose Boulevard intersection. Now, they've since cleared the accident, but I do see where it's still just a bit busy in the area. And Skyland Boulevard, no problems to report. You're a little patchy again at those intersections between 2059 and McFarland.
For you, contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127, NorthRiverTimberCO@gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Need to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Then subscribe to our YouTube channel for exclusive content on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I knew that I wouldn't.
coverage of T-Town.com. Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500. He is sponsoring this vinegar tip. I'm trying to get Michael, if you change your insurance over, he'll give you a bottle of vinegar. But what is the tip for this Friday?
Well, they talked about bad breath, but something that makes you look beautiful, gives you a beautiful smile, makes you younger and happier with your appearance, is to have your teeth whitened. If you have your teeth whitened, and let me tell you something, toothpaste removing won't do it. You you'll brush your teeth and a little bit, it'll help a little bit. Some people get strips and they get gel and they get all kind of hydrogen peroxide and they try to bleach their teeth and it ain't work. It don't work at all. The only thing that's going to make your teeth pretty and white, and you can do it in one trip to the dentist, is to whiten your teeth in one visit. Stop the irritation of your teeth, the side effects. As long as you don't have any side effects, you dilute a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in a cup of water, and you swish it around the mouth for 1 to 2 minutes. I'm going to say that again. You dilute a tablespoonful of apple cider vinegar in a cup of water, and you swish it around the mouth for 1 to 2 minutes. You rinse the water. You remove the acid and the vinegar flavor from the mouth. The acid and the vinegar lifts the stain away from the teeth and without harming the enamel there. So you are going to look 100% better. You're going to smile. You know, I always tell this joke at the Senior Range Banquet. Barry gets so tired of hearing it, but everybody lies. Sonny went to the dentist and he said, "Doc, what do I do for these yellow teeth?" And Doc said, "Wear a brown tie." So it's better than wearing a brown tie. This is a big day. We've got your breast fixed last the other day, and now we got your teeth fixed, and I ought to get a reward for all this.
We also cleaned your toilet. So what you're cleaning your toilet with, you're going to clean your teeth.
After you get through cleaning the toilet, you take that piece of paper.
Drink that water out of the toilet. If you want to really say, just drink that water out of the toilet, and then you'll have clean teeth, and your teeth might fall out. Chase, kick the music on. That great tip is brought to you by who? Michael McGuire.
I got some from yesterday.
State Farm Insurance. 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200. Give Michael some business. Get some apple cider vinegar. All right, we'll take the break here. We get back. We got to pick a game. He's got it. The time is over. He was all fired up about picking Ole Miss. And then Jack Crow talked about Petrino, and that scared him, Chase. It scared him. I heard it in his voice. So I don't know if he switched or not. Jack Crow may have scared him. We'll see. You listen to Tide 100.9. It's the home of Alabama sports.
With Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of The Game, we will be less than 24 hours away from Alabama, Wisconsin. We're going to get you ready for that big game as we'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Brent Beard. We'll talk to Lee Sterling. And we're going to do an SEC Parlay Pick Day presented by Bryant Hart Construction right here starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Had some earlier ruckus on McFarland at the Boone Rose Boulevard intersection. Now, they've since cleared the accident, but I do see where it's still just a bit busy in the area. And Skyland Boulevard, no problems to report. You're a little patchy again at those intersections between 2059 and McFarland.
Fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine. There's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
And assist you with all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP. Call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Mostly sunny weather continues today. The high for this afternoon around 90. For tonight, clear with the low at 66. Weather for the weekend, hot and dry. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and Sunday. Highs between 90 and 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 73 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Inside. Now, the blue plate took a week off. Did not win. Before we get started, Brian Harden, we appreciate you sponsoring the blue plate special. When you need strength, precision, and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa and beyond for over 30 years. Brian Harden Construction is your partner in industrial fabrication, steel work, and heavy equipment services, from custom welding and structural steel to 24/7. Crane rentals. No job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, woman-led, Brian Harden Construction, 205-759-1337. Now, don't do Brian like this again. He's sponsoring. We got a hit, Chase. We got a hit.
We got a hit, yeah. Well, when I sit down at the table today, and they sit to, wish I had somebody to sit, to put my two blue plates down, but I don't. I put two blue plates down. I've never done this before. Doug always picks three. I want very, very, very seldom pick two. But I'm going to pick two this time.
Wow.
As Barry has stated, and I want to get this thing at 4-1. Barry has stated that, you know, how bad it was, and it was terrible last week. It was worst I've ever done. Virginia Tech quit. Vanderbilt played great. Got to give them credit. I'm going to take Ole Miss. Six and a half. That's what you can buy it at now. That's what we'll bet it at. It's 6.5. I'm going to take it because of the defense coordinator. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. There's concern with me a little bit about the quarterback injury at Ole Miss. I think playing at home, and I keep on playing home stuff because of basketball. But I just feel like that it's a rivalry game. It's a big-time rivalry game. It's a recruiting game where Ole Miss and Arkansas go against each other. We've had, you know, Houston Nutt coach to both places. So it's a Booger Bear game. So I would say I'm going to take Ole Miss. Along with that, and Barry made a good statement, and I thought the same thing, just didn't say it. I just can't see the quarterback clicking from Florida. I just can't. I know it's a gamble to play against somebody who got upset last week by South Florida. And LSU is maybe not quite as great as we think they are. It's a running game for quarterbacks. Jack Crow did a good job on his interview. So I'm going to take LSU 7 points there. I think that's correct. Very
well,
correct.
I see 7.5.
Okay. 7.5 then. Okay. 7.5, which is not good, but, that hurts you some at half. Really, it affects you. But anyway, I'm going to double blue plate.
So you're going to do a blue plate and a dessert plate.
Yeah. And a dessert plate. And I generally don't do that. I don't really like to do that. But I don't know which one to pick. You pick the one you like, or if you don't like either one of them, go against me. Go with
Florida and go, you know, not to pick what I say, go with Florida if that's, or, and go with Arkansas if that's what you feel. I don't feel that way. And so you got to bet it the way you feel it. It looks like two good blue plate wins. But when you think you're going to win, that's when you lose. So anyway, consider those two, blue plate and a dessert plate, and we'll see what happens.
Ole Miss. So he's staying in the SEC. Ole Miss and LSU. Chase will get that tweeted out, and then either we'll celebrate, or you're going to have a losing record, or you could be 500, I guess, like kissing your sister on Monday, but we'll figure it out.
It's enjoyable to watch it because when you feel like it, you bet a little bit, or you lift somebody that you want to bust because he did it wrong, it's a big deal. So
and then remember the North River Lawn Care Lock of the Week, Weed Eater Lock of the Week, whatever we call that. He's saying under 50 on that Georgia game. That game went down to 49.5. So if you want to get to 50, you're going to have to buy it up a half a point. So,
One other thing I want to say, but I'm not going to say it. I have an announcement for you.
I have an announcement for you on Monday.
So everybody that's listening to our show, tune in Monday because I have a special announcement for you Monday.
All right. We'll get out of here. Gary's pulling the keys out of his pocket right now. He's going to unlock the side door at Innisfree, and he's going to go in there and do his show. So they're not open. He'll tell you that. You can't get a drink. You can't get nothing to eat, but you can go hang out with Gary Harris and the great people over at Innisfree, and that place will start to fill up today, won't it, Chase, with Wisconsin, Alabama tomorrow. My kids are telling me about these cover charges. They charge these bars on the strip. They say sometimes on a week, the day of a game, it's over $100. Is that true, Chase? I ain't never heard of that now. Over $100 to get in? Give me a break. I need a free, one of those free cards to get in. The Gary Harris Show is next. We got the blue plate in. We're ready to roll. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTVC. It is the home of Alabama sports. Have a great football weekend, everybody.